I take the final bend of Tender Trail toward my house, crossing the street, sweat running down my back, before stopping on my front porch and trying to catch my breath. Looking at my wristwatch, I see I made good time for my 6-mile run, but now I'm exhausted. Of course, I'm not exhausted in the way I wish I were worn out, but since I don't have a sexual partner to get me all worked up in the way I want to be undone, I have to take matters into my own hands. Lately, I've been exercising. I smile as Mary, the owner of the neighboring bed and breakfast, waves hello.
"You're working out every time I see you, Lemon," she says with a smile.
"Yeah," I say, wiping my brow. "Gotta get in those steps." I laugh tightly. If she only knew. I'm working out because a girl can only use a vibrator so many times a day before it becomes obscene. With that in mind, I step into my house, lock the door behind me, and walk straight to the shower, needing a quick rinse before I head to family dinner tonight. God knows I'm sweaty as all get out after that run. But maybe there's time for a little more than a hot shower. Honestly, nothing can ruin my mood right now. It's April 1st, and spring has officially sprung here in home Washington. It's beautiful out, and it makes my plans for my upcoming birthday week that much sweeter. I cannot wait to get to the lake house. Several days of nothing but reading and relaxing, completely unplugged. Peeling the workout clothes from my body, I bite my bottom lip. I pull open the drawer of my bathroom cabinet and reach for a waterproof vibrator. Licking my lips, I remember that it's my early birthday dinner tonight. I deserve a little bit of a treat to get it started. Who cares if I'm a little late for family dinner? I never throw caution to the wind. Heck, maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's why I haven't fallen in love. I'm 23 years old and a virgin. After stepping into the steaming shower, I turn on my battery-operated boy toy, letting it hum between my legs as the warm water rolls over my shoulders. I close my eyes, imagining my latest alpha hero in the romance novel I've been reading. I always have half a dozen new releases downloaded on my tablet, and last night's late-night read has given me plenty of inspiration. Chiseled, muscular, a man with capable, strong hands cupping my breasts, a mouth between my legs licking me, touching me, making me wet, making me come. I lift my foot to the edge of the tub, making way for the vibrator to gain entrance. I press it deep inside myself, letting it move, and I turn up the speed, maneuvering the device against my clit as I begin to pleasure myself in the way I surely deserve. I'm not going to withhold myself from any amount of fun right now. It's easy to imagine my ideal man. God knows I've spent enough hours alone thinking about what it would be like to be in love. To be loved. My family may think I'm sour, all sorts of prissy, a prude. Frigid is a word I've heard a few times, but I'm none of those things. I just don't let my guard down around my family because they are rough around the edges, and I know that if I'm soft, they'll eat me alive. I've got to be ready to fight. If I were to meet the right man for me, he would be my protector. The kind of man who would let me drop my guard, let me relax, assure me that my true colors are just fine. Of course, that man does not exist in home Washington. My brothers are determined to scare away any man from me, telling themselves that no guy is good enough. Not just me, my sister Fig gets the same thing from our overprotective brothers. And that thought has me all dried up. Any chance of an orgasm has left the building. Groaning, I turn off the vibrator and finish showering. Thoughts of my brothers ruin any mood real fast, especially since I know Mac and Graham, my two younger brothers, saw my vibrator in my bathroom when they were helping fix a leaky pipe last month. I was mortified beyond belief at their discovery, and they've been making comments ever since that I need a husband really bad. I finish washing my hair and body before stepping out of the shower, annoyed that I didn't stay focused on my alpha hero, and instead let my mind wander back to reality. It's probably for the best. I need to get up the mountain to my parents' house. All that talk of being late is false bravado. I care what my whole family thinks, and I don't want to let any of them down. I've made it my life's mission to be the good daughter, the one who's always there, taking care of everyone, stepping in. For the most part, I love that role.